Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night Axel Knee Training Podcast Series. Glad you're with us tonight. It's going to be a great, great discussion. You know, we've been talking over the last several weeks and months about technology and opportunity platform. And what we want to do tonight is share with you our view, that's Cindy's and my view, of the future of technology and how it applies to your business. You know, many of us entrepreneurs have been hearing the company's execs over the last several months and almost a year now, saying some things that really might be confusing to some of us. They're saying things like Nu Skin is a technology company and Nu Skin is an opportunity platform. You know what? This podcast is designed to bring some clarity to these comments and these concepts. So let's just dive right into it. You know, from my perspective and from Cindy's perspective as well, we know that the fundamentals of the business have not changed, and they won't change. And in that regard, it's very simple about what we do. It's very clear. We're very clear in our minds about what we do. We identify a need or a desire in the person with whom we're speaking, and then we offer a solution for that need or the desire. It's simple. That's a fundamental. That fundamental hasn't changed and it won't change, regardless of the label that the company gives itself, regardless of the opportunity, the platform that the company offers, regardless of the opportunity economy that the company participates in. It's very, very clear about what we do, and we do the fundamentals. We respect the fundamentals. We apply the fundamentals to our business day in and day out, and that's not going to change. And I suspect it's not going to change for you as well. Another one of the fundamentals that never changes is the fundamental of contribution. You know, we approach this business with the mindset that if we contribute to people's lives in a meaningful way, you know what, we're always going to get what we need. That's the fundamental of contribution. Hasn't changed, won't change, it's here to stay. Another fundamental is the fact that we are the CEO and president of our own company. We're in charge of how we build our business. And by way of comparison, the company's role, Nu Skin's role, is to provide us with the vehicle that we use to build our business. By the business vehicle, I mean the products, the devices, the inventory, the distribution, and the compensation. That's Nu Skin's job. They do that. They provide that to us so that we can be our CEO, we can be our president of our own company and be as effective, as efficient, and as profitable as possible. So these fundamentals haven't changed. They won't change regardless of the label that the company provides to itself and announces to the world. So if all that's true, and it really is, what's all of this talk about Nu Skin becoming a technology company and Nu Skin providing an opportunity platform? What does all this mean? Well, consider this. Vince Perfetti, he gave a great, great interview during this podcast 1 week ago. Vince, of course, is the company's chief transformation officer and senior vice president of technology. And he came to Nu Skin from Amazon Web Services, and the balance of his resume is incredibly impressive. But just imagine that. He came from Amazon. He knows what one of the most successful companies in the history of mankind is doing, has done, and has in its focus in terms of what to do in the future. And he brought that experience, he brought that mindset with him to Nu Skin about a year ago. It's absolutely amazing what he knows in terms of how to transform a company both within and outside of the four corners of its walls. Vince explained last week that by calling itself a technology company, Nu Skin is committed to becoming much smarter about using and leveraging technology to support our efforts in the field in every possible way. That's what the company means when it says that it's a technology company. It's committed to becoming smarter about using and leveraging technology to support what we do in order to build our businesses because we're the presidents and CEOs of our own companies. So we're going to talk about some of the ways that the company, Nu Skin, is making good on that commitment in just a moment, but the notion that Nu Skin is a technology company is really an announcement. It's an announcement by the company to the world that it's all in when it comes to acquiring, developing, and leveraging all forms of technology. Well, why would they do this? Again, it's to empower us to do our jobs as effectively and efficiently as possible. And thus, we can therefore be the most successful CEOs and presidents of our own companies. So if that's what the company means by calling itself a technology company, what does it mean when it says that it offers an opportunity platform? Well, to Cindy and me, this means that the company is revealing that it's no longer to be considered a traditional direct sales or network marketing company. That's ancient history. That's analog. We're in the digital world now. Instead, the company's saying that it's an opportunity platform company, which offers to us a way to participate in the opportunity economy. Why? Well, because the direct sales industry, the network marketing industry, is only about $180 billion, and it's growing only at a relatively modest pace. But the opportunity economy is $4.3 trillion strong and growing rapidly. This is enormous. Think about Uber, Lyft, Airbnb, and many, many, many other gig companies that you're familiar with today, but really didn't even exist a few years ago. They didn't exist, but they're part of this opportunity economy, and they're exploding. So Nu Skin offers us in the field the ability to participate in the gig economy, the opportunity economy, if you will, by providing a platform with which to participate. In other words, think big picture here. Think big business, because that's what the opportunity platform in the opportunity economy is all about. And the company is telling us loud and clear, we're not a direct sales company anymore in the traditional sense of that term. We're not a network marketing company in the traditional sense of that term. Yes, we still do have a component of direct sales as part of our velocity compensation plan. We do. That's on the front end of the plan. That's the sharing of the products one-on-one. But in the broadest sense of the term, the company really is now an opportunity platform participating in and allowing us to participate in the opportunity economy. Way, way, way bigger than your grandfather's network marketing company by a long shot. So now that we know how and why the company calls itself a technology company, and now that we know how and why the company offers an opportunity platform, what do they mean together? What do these two things combined have in store for us in the field? I like this analogy. Think of it as a super strong magnet. Have you ever been to a business where they have one of those doors that has a magnet, a two-part magnet? One part of the magnet's on the door, and the other part of the magnet's on the door frame. And when that magnet is activated, it's an electronic magnet, when it's turned on and the door is closed, you cannot open it. It's super strong. That magnet is absolutely unbreakable. Those two pieces are there to stay together, and they will not come apart until the magnet is deactivated, right? Well, think of this in terms of what the company has done with technology and opportunity. On one side of the door itself, you have the opportunity platform. On the door frame, you'll have technology. When these two things are combined and activated, you have the strongest possible force that's impenetrable. Technology on the door frame, opportunity platform on the door. When they're activated and combined, they're incredibly strong together. And here the company's combined both parts of the magnet to create a very solid, a very strong vehicle for us to use to build our own businesses. In other words, the company's leveraging technology to empower us to participate in the opportunity economy by bringing these two pieces of the magnet together, technology and opportunity. Super strong, super effective, and very, very beneficial for us who are building businesses. You know, there are tons and tons of great reasons why the company's doing this, why the company is calling itself a technology company, and why the company is saying we participate in the opportunity economy. Let's talk about some of those examples, some of those reasons why the company's doing this, and then we'll dig into some of what Vince shared with us last week in terms of real-life examples of how the company is using technology to create a bigger, better opportunity for us. Well, you know what? The reasons include some very, very stark ones. In fact, McKinsey predicts that 70% of current job holders, traditional job holders, 70% of them will be looking for an opportunity by the year 2023. That's just around the corner. Well, by 2030, more than 40% of all jobs will be displaced by technology. That's about 350 million jobs worldwide. That's more than the population of the United States of America. That's a huge, huge seismic shift in economies, in workforce, in workers, and these people are going to need something to replace what's going to be lost. It's just going to happen. And then every day, more than 4,000 people join the opportunity economy. Again, going back to those gigs that we're all familiar with already, Lyft, Uber, Airbnb, et cetera. So these are the types of stats that, on the one hand, are pretty shocking. I mean, you're going to lose 350 million jobs to technology by 2030. It's a shocking stat on one hand, but on the other hand, it's an incredibly exciting stat for us entrepreneurs, especially if we can use a company like Nu Skin to offer solutions, real-life solutions to people who are going to have a real need. Many of them already have that need today because this is a trend that's moving very quickly. So what are some of the real-life ways the company is using, acquiring, developing, and leveraging technology to empower us to be more successful in our businesses? You know what? Vince Perfetti shared so many examples on last week's podcast. I encourage you to listen to it again. It was, we'll call it an advanced level training for the technology version of the company and the business. And it may require one or two listens before you fully grasp what Vince was saying. But understand this, Vince knows what he's talking about. He's got that background. He's got that resume. He's got that real-life experience with Amazon Web Services and a whole lot of others, by the way. I mean, this man literally led the team to digitize the New York Public Library system. An enormous task, but that just completely revolutionized the way that entity did business and provided service to its customers. And he was involved in so many other major projects, like moving other major companies to the cloud, like he moved Nu Skin. So some real-life ways that the company is using, acquiring, and developing and leveraging technology are in Vince's call, but I'm going to kind of share with you some of my highlights, my interpretations, my perceptions about what is being done now, what's recently been done, and what's going to be happening in the future, insofar as how it pertains to us. We're here in the field. We want to know how this is going to impact what we do on a day-to-day basis. How is it going to benefit the way that we run our businesses as entrepreneurs? So we all know, or most of us know, that the company moved its existing technology infrastructure from 75 West Center Street in Provo, Utah, that's the Innovation Center, the home office, to the cloud. And, of course, everyone at one point, when they first heard the word or the term the cloud, they wondered, what in the world is that? And simply put, the cloud is just a way to describe where technology or where data is stored. And rather than being centralized like it was at the home office in Provo, it's now dispersed throughout the country. Probably parts of the world now have parts and pieces of the company's data and technology. Now, why would a company want to do this? Well, for one thing, it allows the company to be far more nimble and much more secure, by the way, with its data. And also allows the company to make changes to its existing technology, changes to its existing processes and services in a much, much shorter way. Think of it this way. We heard about this at the Team Elite trip in Monaco in May. You know, whereas it used to take the company upwards of like 7 months to make a change just to the corporate website, the company website that distributors and customers would use, 7 months to make a rather simple change. Now it can be done in a matter of 24 hours, for instance. So moving to the cloud allows the company to have far more agility when it comes to making changes to the things that we use, like the website. We all use the website, of course, and the apps and things of that nature. They can make those changes much faster, much quicker, much more effectively than if all of this data and all of this technology was still maintained in the company's home offices at the Innovation Center. So the company has moved to the cloud. In fact, Vince said this as well. He said his peers at Amazon, they watched what the company did here, and they were absolutely amazed. They said that this move that Nu Skin made from its old-fashioned infrastructure to the cloud was one of the fastest, smoothest moves to the cloud that they'd ever seen any company ever accomplish. And certainly Vince deserves much of that credit, but he also has a team behind him that he's acquired and built quite a sizable team, by the way, of employees at the home office to assist with not only that project, but other projects that are ongoing as well. And so the cloud was accomplished. That was like project number one that had to be done before anything else could occur in this world of technology, according to Vince. Had to move to the cloud. That's been done. It's much more secure, much more nimble, much more accessible to the company. So they did this, and they did it quickly, and they did it efficiently. The other thing the company is working on by way of employing new technology is improving its inventory management. Now, I know this may sound not too interesting or important to us in the field in terms of how the company manages its inventory, but it really is super important. Think about it this way. If the company doesn't properly manage its inventory, what they're going to have is lots and lots and lots of excess product for one particular product, maybe that they don't need that much of. And that costs money to store that. If they don't turn it over in time, it has to be discarded. And that certainly eats at the bottom line. And when that type of thing occurs, that can potentially degrade the company's ability to create new innovations, to have the cash available to create better ingredients, more effective packaging, et cetera. Whereas when the company properly manages its inventory, it's more efficient. It's more cost-effective. It adds to the company's bottom line. That gives the company the ability to create better products, more effective ingredients, invest in more technologies and services, perhaps make more enhancements to the compensation plan. I mean, all of these things become possible when the company is more efficient in the way it manages its inventory. And, of course, last but not least, is if the company runs out of product, we don't like that. We're not happy. Our customers aren't happy. That's not a happy experience for us or the company. So using technology in new ways, using new processes that Vince talked about on the call, will enable the company to be more effective, more efficient in the way it manages the inventory worldwide. This is hugely important for not only the company, but it's hugely important for us in the field. Vince also talked about some incremental changes that are coming and being made already for things like the sign-up process and the checkout process and other transactions. You see, Vince's theme throughout his entire call last week was technology improvements, enhancements, acquisitions, they all make sense. They're all wonderful if they're done in a holistic manner. In other words, in a way that truly benefits us in the field. His focus is really all about that. It's using his great knowledge and resourcefulness when it comes to acquiring and leveraging technology to make our jobs better. That's what it's all about. Because Vince is very, very smart. He knows that we are the revenue creators for the company. He gets a paycheck from the company. We create the revenue for the company and for us as well, of course, through the commission system. So Vince is doing whatever he can to find ways to improve the way the company does its side of the business to help us improve the way we do our side of the business. And that's a win-win situation as far as I'm concerned. So you're going to see more and more changes coming for the sign-up process, the checkout process, other transactions the company's doing already and to be doing in the future. The other thing he talked about as well is he talked about cleaning up the volumes and genealogy section of the website and improving the tools that we have. A lot of people don't know, if you've been in the business, you probably do know this, but if you're relatively new, the volumes and genealogy part of the website, your office, has an enormous amount of information and data available, lots of tools on there for you to see what the most purchased product was, you know, all different kinds of things. Right? Too many details to go into now, but Vince is cleaning up. That's his goal, is to clean up that part because it is, frankly, cumbersome. There's so much there, it's hard to navigate. So he's going to work on that. That's going to be beneficial to all of us who are building businesses so that we can better manage and track volumes, sign-ups, trends, popular products, things of that nature. But you know what? Vince and his team, they have even more aggressive ideas in mind than the ones I've talked about already. And let's talk about some of these because they're really, really exciting. And they really will open your mind to the fact that the company is all in, as I mentioned, fully invested and committed to making technology work for us in the field. It's a win-win for the company as well, but making it work for us in the field is hugely beneficial to all of us on the call right now. So some of these other things that Vince and his team have in mind are really, really cool. For instance, and I got a lot out of this when he talked about it last week, he said Amazon uses a process when it's going to develop a new technology or something new. They use a process that they call working backwards, the working backwards process. So what this means is first, as you apply it to our business, first what they'll do is they'll ask what the distributor or the customer needs. Then they're going to work backwards by creating what they call a press release that'll be announced in the future. And that press release will describe what that innovation was that was created to address the need. So in other words, we're working backwards. We're identifying the need and then working backwards, creating this press release that we're going to announce in the future as the solution to this issue or need that we have today. This is much, much better, by the way, than first creating the technology and then trying to force everyone how to learn to use it and learn to like it. And that's how most businesses do business, by the way. When they create something new, they come up with this idea without really going to the customers or distributors to ask them first, hey, what is it that you'd like? What is it that you need? How can we enhance your business? How can we help your business grow better? Other companies will simply just create something that they think is great at the management level without really finding out whether it makes sense. And then in many cases, whatever they have created crashes and burns because no one likes it, or it's too hard to use, too hard to learn. So Vince is going to use this simple concept, which is brilliant, by the way, that Amazon uses successfully, called the working backwards process. And in fact, what that is doing is prompting Vince to develop distributor forums. He's going to be setting up these groups of distributors around the world, starting in Asia and the United States, at all levels, by the way, brand new enrollees, brand new distributors or brand reps, brand new brand affiliates, as well as more seasoned people in the business, and bringing them together and posing that question, what is it that you need? What is it that your customers need that we can do to improve your business, to improve your customers' experience? And then through these forums, they're going to create these press releases about the great innovation that was created to address those needs. It's amazing. The company's going to be listening much, much more to us in the field as to how they can serve our needs. Because, again, we are here to create their revenue. They know that. We create the revenue for the company so that the shareholders can be happy, so that the execs and all the employees can be paid, and from our perspective, more importantly, so that we can create commissions for our own businesses. So be looking out for those distributor forums, working with Vince's teams to create solutions to the issues and the needs that we have. He talked about something I thought was pretty cool. He said, what about if we create this app that a brand new distributor can download in order to incorporate all of his or her email contacts into one app in order to get the widest possible reach with whatever messages that you want to use to send out by email. This is a concept that is along the way and would actually just go to the whole point of being far more efficient in terms of how we build our business. You know, just create the app for the distributor. Boom, download it. Have access to all your email contacts if you want to send out a message about a product or a business opportunity, a line or whatever it is that you want to send. Boom, just send it out through your app. It's all you can manage how the email contacts would be organized. I would guess, and it's just going to be a far more efficient way of doing business from that standpoint than manually calling all of your email addresses and putting them in a list, et cetera. So he's thinking about that type of thing. He's also thinking about doing something like creating a visitor or customer review section of the website, which is really cool and very important. A lot of companies do it. We're all very familiar with leaving reviews about this, that, or the other thing that they'll see on the website. And this is, by the way, a very beneficial thing for the not only company to learn how to improve the website, but also for people to feel like they're part of the solution by offering criticism, compliments, comments, et cetera. So that's coming as well. He's also going to be focusing on creating new technologies to help us leverage how we use social media. You know, social media is still the wild, wild west in many respects. It's a baby industry compared to industries that have been around for decades, if not centuries. But Vince knows that there are better ways that we can build our businesses through social media if we just have the right technology and the ways to do it. That's a focus of what his team is looking at right now. He mentioned that the company has started to create virtual reality images of the products. So when you're looking at it on the screen, you can turn it around, look at all sides, look at all corners, look at all aspects of the particular product or device. Very cool. We see that with some other companies too. He's creating technology tools to effectively help us get the widest possible audience reach. There are other companies out there that kind of focus on this type of thing. I imagine that Vince will be collaborating with some of those companies, the best and the brightest in the industry, so that our company will be able to offer that type of technology to us so that we can have the widest possible reach for the biggest possible audience in our spheres of influence. That's what it's all about. We want to attract and reach as many people as we possibly can, as quickly as we can, if we want to grow quickly and reap the rewards of that financially. He talked about something I thought was really, really cool. You know, when Cindy and I went to the New Skin Live convention in October, just this past month, one of the experiences we had was at the Innovation Center now, they have GrowVive Grow Pods. You know, of course, GrowVive is a controlled environment agriculture technology that we acquired, the company acquired for about $50 million about a year ago. And they have some of these grow pods, actually growing plants in the home office, on the first floor by the cafeteria. And it was pretty cool to see these things up front. And Vince said during his call, he said, imagine if we create some type of internet technology, IoT technology, Internet of Things technology that would be attached to your home grow pod, your GrowVive grow pod that you would have at home. And by the way, that's coming. And we're probably all going to have one or more than one. He said, what if we could attach this technology to your grow pod so that you could communicate with it to help you know how to control the purity of the plants and the effectiveness of the plants that are being grown in your own grow pod? How cool would that be? That's the kind of thinking that he's got in mind right now. So here's the bottom line. There's a lot more. Check out Vince's call. But the bottom line is that the company is marrying, the company is merging these two concepts of technology and opportunity to create a bigger, bigger opportunity for us as we build our businesses. They're not scary concepts. They're pretty simple. They're labels, but indeed they stand for more than just labels. They stand for the company's announcement that they're going to do whatever it takes to acquire and leverage the best possible technology to help all of us participate in this growing opportunity economy. This ain't your father's network marketing company. By any stretch of the imagination, the company is leap years ahead of the competition. In fact, Vince sits on the technology section of the Direct Sales Association for America. And as a member of that council, he said, without question, New Skin is far and away ahead of every other direct selling company when it comes to implementation of acquisition of and leveraging of technology. There's more to come. There's a lot more to come for sure. But know this, the company is doing what it can to create the best possible opportunity for us in what not is the direct sales industry, but what is today the opportunity economy. And we're going to take advantage of it to its fullest extent. I know Cindy and I are just enormously excited about the fact that our opportunity is bigger and better today than it was when we joined nearly three decades ago. And your opportunity today, if you just joined 20 seconds ago, is bigger than it's ever been before. So hang on. It's going to be a great ride for the next several months and years. Do what you can to take advantage of everything that's available to you now. Things are going to change rapidly. New things are going to come along. There will be a few things will probably crash and burn along the way. Vince told us about that. That's normal. That's part of how we grow and innovate. But the best part is so many of these innovations are going to be hugely beneficial to all of us who are building businesses worldwide. So I want to thank you for spending some time with us tonight. Thanks to Cindy for her ever incredible efforts at lining up great speakers for this podcast series. It's a true, true testament to her ability to recruit because she is the recruiter extraordinaire to recruit these speakers. She is not getting much sleep these days because of all the recruiting she's doing for these podcasts, and I can't thank her enough. And she will have yet another great speaker lined up for next week. That's next Thursday, November 18 at 8 p.m. New York time. Check out this podcast at the Axel Me Facebook page in a matter of moments on axelme.com. And by the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that on the axelme.com site, you will find tremendous amounts of technology, information, training, tips, tools that can really benefit your business. So do check that out. A lot of effort has gone into that. Thanks to Jonathan, to Giselle, and to Nina. They have really done great, great things with that website, and more to come to be sure, but by all means, that's a great tool, resource for all of us who are building our business. So thanks again to everyone for joining us tonight. Look forward to talking with everyone in a week's time. To everyone, I wish you a good night. Bye-bye.